Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
75230.
And what is your first and last name?
First name Karen, Karen. Last name Morgan, Morgan.
Okay, thank you. Just allow me one moment. Thank you so much for patiently holding. With that zip code, I wasn't able to get your card, your information pulled up. I can try using the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card that has been charged.
Let me just tell you the problem first, in case you have to transfer me to someone else. I completed a survey, and they insisted on rewarding somebody with a free gift, which turned out to be less and less free as I went through the required steps to get out of there. And it was going to charge $10.97 for shipping and handling. They discounted that. It wound up being a charge of $7.92, and then it said final step. So I clicked on final step. They wanted to add $1.95 in shipping protection, and then it said rush order, and those were the only buttons I had. Then it says, wait, your order is not complete. Here's what other customers purchased. I never clicked on any of those items to review them or choose them or pay for them. And I just went straight to checkout. And even though I went straight to checkout, it added all these things anyway to my order that it said other people had ordered. And I did not select any of those things. I did not select the earbuds. I did not select anything else. It wound up jacking the price up to $12.97 when I had not selected anything but just check out when it was only a charge of $7 and something. So I just want to cancel the whole order. They can keep their gift.
Okay, well, I wasn't able to get anything pulled up for you under that zip code. I can try using the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card that has been charged.
How many digits?
The first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card that has been charged.
The first six and the last how many?
The first 6 digits and the last 4 digits.
Well, that doesn't leave much in the middle. All right. The first 6 digits. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
434-769.
And the last four?
6069.
And verify your first and last name again for me.
First name Karen, Karen. Last name Morgan, Morgan. This is a really dishonest way to treat people. I clicked on final step, and then they add other merchandise into my cart that I didn't click on to view. I didn't approve it. They added that to my account without my approval, without my selecting those things at all. And every time I tried to just complete the order and check out on the original purchase, they added more.
Okay, may you please verify your address, ma'am? 10449
Berrywood Drive, which is B-A for some reason, B-A-R-R-Y-W-O-O-D, all one word.
Okay, thank you. So, taking a look at the account, the only transaction that you have is for $7.92 for the shipping and handling of the Vibe watch. There's no other charges.
That's not what the screen says. The screen says that it's going to charge me $12.97.
Okay, I only see one charge of $7.92.
I'm looking back at a screenshot of it right now. You're sure?
Yes, ma'am.
If they wind up charging me $12.97, do I call this same number to return the item?
Yes.
And do you return everything if I return the item?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you going to sleep on me there?
No, ma'am.
If they charge me $12.97, they will refund all $12.97. You guarantee that?
Yes, ma'am. All you have to do is just call us back.
And your name is?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine. That's very pretty. All right. And you sounded very reputable. That's why I went with the phone. Are you, what is the company that you're working for?
It's Vibe.
It's for Vibe.
Yes.
So if Vibe is getting the $7.97, whatever that said, I've got to look back. If Vibe is getting that amount and somebody else is tacking on those earbuds and other items, could it be that they're going to get my money and bill the additional $5?
No, ma'am.
You get a lot of these calls?
No, ma'am.
Can you stay pleasant?
I'm sorry?
You staying pleasant?
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to be also, but this is really very fraudulent sounding, the way their website and their order process are set up, and they keep adding on and then jacking the price up yet again. So I was very concerned how much more of my money was going to wind up being missing. Just from this, it was supposed to be a gift, and I'm already out $7.95 for it. All right. I thank you very much, Jasmine. You are assuring me that this is not going to be billing me for the other things it says on the screen. I'm looking back at the snapshot now. The screenshot says $12.97. But if you are sure it is only $7.97 or $7.95?
$7.92, that's the only transaction that I have here is for the Vibe watch for shipping and handling, $7.92.
All right, I do see that here back the original before they added more on. All right, Jasmine, I'm trusting you. I thank you very, very much. I'm sorry to bore you, but it's my money, and my money is very scarce. So thank you for helping me with this. I hope I don't have to call you back.
Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.